From Los Angeles, California, you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, and other parts of the world. And we are also broadcasting in a Skype cast room. And if any of us, whether you're on the internet or a Skype cast room, if this is your first time that you've been listening to, that you're listening to the show, then you have to know, when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. And here she is.
Hi. Hi. Whoa.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, 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 hi. I am Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor. And hi, boy, boy.
Hello, hello, hello from France.
How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, over here in America, we've just had our Iowa caucus.
I saw.
We're gonna have a new president. Unbelievable.
Yes,
that we're not gonna have Bush anymore.
We're gonna have a new president.
He's gonna slip out the back, Jack.
And leave us with the debt.
Leave us with the poop.
And the death.
The debt and the death. Yeah, well, at least he's gone, so, you know, that'll be good. And it was an interesting election. I mean, not election, but caucus. It's not even a primary.
Well, you know, they have a very arcane kind of caucus system up in Iowa.
Why is it arcane?
I forget. I was reading about it. It's really very weird. You know, it's not the first time that a president that has become president has lost in Iowa. You know, it's kind of...
Well, so you're... Okay, so who won in Iowa? Let's first just say who won, because some people might not know.
Obama won.
Democrats, and mm-hmm. Huckabee won in the Republicans.
Right. So that's what it is, folks.
That's what it is. Okay, and you have some feelings about this? I don't have strong feelings about this, because I don't like any of the candidates all that much.
Well, you know what? I don't like it either. But the one thing that I don't want to do, or I'd hate to see, and I don't vote, by the way, so I'm the majority of the voters. We don't vote, primarily because we...
But you have opinions.
Yeah, we have opinions, and we certainly try to influence other people's vote. You know, it's almost like dirtying your hands. It's like, you know, putting your feet in the mud with them, and... I don't believe in any of them, but then, you know, I could see that perhaps we may have another McGovern situation on our hands, because Obama can't be elected.
Why can't he be elected?
Because he can't.
Why?
Well, first of all, he's got, he's Afro-American. And I think...
Yeah, we just had an Afro-American Secretary of State, two of them.
Yeah, but they weren't elected.
No, but the American people got used to seeing a black face at the, you know, the very top of government.
I think
they realized that, you know, it's no big deal.
He totally has not enough experience.
Well, neither did Bush. Bush
well,
didn't have any experience.
Well, look at the mess he made.
Well, yes, but right. That doesn't make him unelectable.
I don't think he can be elected. Well, maybe he can, but I don't think so. And that means that Huckabee is going to be the next president of the United States, all you Democrats.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's any less electable than Hillary. I mean, Hillary has her problems, too.
I think she's totally electable outside of the...
Outside of people not liking her personality.
Iowa.
No, not just outside of Iowa.
I think there's a lot of anti-woman vote that came out.
Well, sure, exactly. I mean, just as we've been talking lately about, there are pro-women, but there are a lot of anti-women, including a lot of women.
Well, she pretty
women
much...
Women didn't
she pretty
her.
No, she pretty much... she missed it by just a few points there.
She missed
with
it by
women.
A lot.
Not with the women, no. Huh. I was looking at the breakdown of the vote and the exit votes. And she lost it, but...
She lost by a lot with the general population.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think most guys can bring themselves to vote for Hillary.
Well, there were double, there were 250,000 people that voted.
Yeah.
And a lot of them men,
mm-hmm.
To a lot of them, you know, Democrats, who don't want to see Hillary president.
Right.
No.
So, you know, she's got a lot of qualities that make her unelectable.
But now we're talking Iowa here.
That's Iowa.
Where women are still over in the kitchen.
Well,
and they're baking.
Right. And there's a lot of states like that in this country.
Iowa.
Well, no, I mean, you know, there's Kansas, and there's Nebraska, and then there's Wyoming, and North and South Dakota, and there's a lot of states like that.
Okay, maybe there are. Maybe there are. But I have a feeling that Iowa is
more
like that.
What you call Middle America.
I think Iowa is more like that. I think Iowans, you know, they're in the middle of the cornfields. They don't want their women running nothing.
Well, I mean, probably not.
Did you hear how these people talk, even? In Iowa?
Well...
Like farmers.
Like you are trying to do right now. Not to... Well, anyway.
I'm doing pretty
good. You're doing okay. You're doing okay with your Iowa accent.
You know what grabs my craw?
And you do sound a little bigoted when you say we can't elect a black man.
Well, no, because you know what gets my craw?
What?
One guy asks one of the candidates. You know what gets my craw?
What? Oh.
What is the... next president going to do about O.J.?
O.J.?
O.J. The guy was worried about O.J.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I think Bush is a little like O.J. Yes. Maybe that's what he meant. What's the next president going to do about Bush? Because Bush is kind of like O.J., the guy that gets away with murder.
Yeah, no, but he was specifically
very
racial.
He was specifically addressing...
Yeah.
What do you mean, racial?
Well, in other words, what if a black candidate becomes president of the United States?
Does that somehow mean he's going to become O.J.?
Pardon him.
Pardon O.J.?
Well,
first of all, O.J. was not convicted.
That was the, from the other thing. But
from
that
the
was,
other thing.
That was kind of
I don't know. That's a little crazy. You know what? I think we should hear from Obama himself.
But that was a question.
Well, okay, so Iowans are crazy just like a lot of people. A lot of people are idiots, you know. So... what do we got going on here?
Nothing right this second. You can give it to Susan. Let's go on with this.
Okay. Well, I don't... okay. Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, from Iowa to Kansas. Tell him to hang on. We got to hear from Obama because I would like to hear this speech. My brother told me it was a good speech. He liked it. It was a rousing speech. I don't know. I'm going to...
McGovern made rousing speeches, too.
Can we turn the volume up?
Where are you playing it from?
I'm playing it on here, on the... Can we hear this?
Let me see.
No?
Why wouldn't I hear it?
Why can't we hear it?
They said this day would never come.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Iowa. You know, they said this day would never come. They said our sights were set too high. They said this country was too divided, too disillusioned to ever come together around a common purpose. But on this January night, at this defining moment in history, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do. Have done what the state of New Hampshire can do in 5 days. You have done what America can do in this new year, 2008. In lines that stretched around schools and churches, in small towns, and in big cities, you came together as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to stand up and say that we are one nation, we are one people, and our time for change has come.
Well, he's a good speaker. He's not saying much of anything. But, you know, who can argue with change? Change is good.
The time has come to move beyond the bitterness and pettiness and anger that's consumed Washington. To end the political strategy that's been all about division and instead make it about addition. To build a coalition for change that stretches through red states and blue states. Because that's how we'll win in November, and that's how we'll finally meet the challenges that we face as a nation. We are choosing hope over fear. We're choosing unity over division and sending a powerful message that change is coming to America.
It's funny, I feel like any of the candidates could be saying this.
You said the time has come.
Well, any of the Democratic
candidates. Who think their money and their influence speak louder than our voices, that they don't own this government, we do, and we are here to take it back. The time has come for a president who will be honest about the choices and the challenges we face, who will listen to you and learn from you even when we disagree, who won't just tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to know. And in New Hampshire, if you give me the same chance that Iowa did tonight, I will be that president for America.
Obama. Anyway, okay.
Was
he heard
done?
Enough? No, he's not done. He could go. He's probably going to go on for an hour. So, what do you think?
Not impressed.
Okay, we got Paul
in
waiting.
He actually didn't say anything.
No, he didn't really say anything. But, you know, it's funny because you were saying the other day that Hillary should be commended for staying, you know, kind of straddling the fence and not really.
Here's my greatest fear. The man is going to lose. And the Democrats, once again.
It could happen.
Will have blown it.
Wow.
And that's why I'm depressed.
But, you know, I think that could happen with Hillary, too. I mean, both of these candidates, let's face it, if you want to talk about their minority status, Hillary's a woman.
I have more faith.
And Obama's black.
I have more faith.
And Obama's young. That's the other thing. Obama is see, when I look there, I don't know, I'm not exactly colorblind, but I don't see his color very much. What I see is a young man. Now, maybe that's because I am an older woman, but it seems like, you know, and for some reason when Clinton, is he younger than Clinton was? When he was young, when he was running?
Yeah, he's like Kennedy, 43 or
something. Oh, shoot, my Skype cast got hung up on. Okay, I got to go back in there. Ooh,
they probably hear you, though, Susan.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure they do.
You know.
But what I need to know is what to do here. Do I X out? Okay. It says, when you come over here, I should learn what to do. Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay, well, I want to just put, don't get PO'd. Okay. I'm just trying
I'm keeping talking,
but I want to put...
Okay,
just hang on, just calm. Calm. Because it's a technical difficulty. I was just about to put the guy up. Okay, all right, here we go. Here, we're back. Now, the problem is, because you were yapping at me, I didn't get to see what you did, so I can't do it next time, because I should do that. You X'd out, okay. All right, let's talk to Paul before we just implode here. Hello, Paul.
Hello, good morning, good evening. How are you?
Good. You're, our friend Paul in Paradise Island in Southeast Asia. It's been a while.
Yeah, Susan,
yes.
You know you have a problem with your sound system. You know that, no?
No, I didn't know that.
Because the sound goes off and on for every one of us here.
I did not know that.
Off totally.
And I am told I should not think about technical issues. So
Maybe when you brought
but my engineer should
about
should.
Obama, it was very bad. Very bad sound. Anyway, to add something to your discussion, I listened this morning on TV on this Obama.
Yes.
And I have also, I like him.
You like him.
I like him. I like what he says. Yeah. I think he's a young, clever man, at least what I hear. I don't know him better. But I have also my doubts that he will be the new president. But I have one question to you two. Is now if Hillary doesn't become, because she's a woman maybe, and he is not becoming because he's black, who is the other one what you think will be a candidate who will become the president, the new one?
Who do we want to become president or who do we think?
What do you think?
Like
think.
We're placing bets on a horse race?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
I think you think who is.
I mean, I don't know. I think it is like a horse race right now. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're studying these candidates right now because, after all, none of them are that well known to us. I mean, Rudolph Giuliani, I guess, is the best known in terms of he's been in the public eye for quite a while. We kind of all know what he's about. Hillary, we kind of know, I guess, because of her relationship with Bill. Mm-hmm. I feel like this Obama, we don't know that well. He's just a little bit of, which I guess people like.
Because he has no program.
Well, I don't know that he has no program.
I never heard him say anything about any program.
You see, no program. These politicians, while they maybe make some good speeches sometimes, their programs change anyway. When they are in power, most time.
That's correct.
That's
right.
True. So what does the... basically, a president is a figurehead who makes decisions. As Bush so ominously said, he's a decider. He makes these decisions, and he's a figurehead. So that's what we need, is someone who we like as a figurehead who makes decisions we might agree with.
I think, and if somebody's an intelligent guy... Well, maybe he's a good, because he has advisors anyway, and if he's not nuts or become nuts because he's a president, then I think it doesn't matter so much.
I guess that the reason I'm for Hillary most and foremost is because I get two presidents. I get President Clinton, and I get Clinton.
Right.
And I think that's
a good point.
Yeah, I think that's a powerful
team.
It's
a good
team. It's a powerful team, and Clinton talk about speech making is one of the best. And what I heard,
he's a much better speech maker.
What I heard from Obama tonight was churchside congregation kind of talk.
That's true, and that's where he learned to speak
right,
in
and that's
church.
That's where he learned to speak.
Yeah,
but this is not a church.
Well, but, you know, our candidates get more and more church-oriented.
He didn't say anything.
Not so far, and I didn't play the whole thing.
And he hasn't said much during the campaign.
Well, Paul likes him. What do you like about what he has
He's
said?
He's a young, nice man who can speak.
You
see, I saw him some time ago, and I cannot tell you now the facts, what he spoke, but I recollect that I liked it when I saw him the first time. Speaking, it is something, if you say it's like church speaking, maybe it's fine, but I'm quite sure that he is a smart fellow, and he will learn speaking the right way, not only the church speaking. You know, he will be a great speaker in the future, but I agree with you, too, that the two Clintons are, of course, would be, I think, also a good team. But do you believe that a woman is coming as president?
I think the loss in Iowa... And I'm going to be very frank here. I think the loss in Iowa was because of a bunch of redneck men who went out and voted specifically
against Hillary.
Against Hillary Clinton. And that's what I think happened in Iowa. I think it had nothing to do with Obama. There were twice the amount of people that voted and in the Democratic primary, and she just lost by a hair with the women.
But she also was under Edwards.
Yes, yes. They went and voted for Obama and Edwards.
But Edwards, well, he was far beyond behind Obama.
I think it was an anti-woman vote.
Hmm.
That's what I think, because in Iowa...
But then the problem is, if she was running as the Democratic candidate, it could be an anti-woman vote in the whole country.
Because in Iowa, unlike many other parts of the nation, like California and stuff, in Iowa, they still have the women over in the kitchen. And that's where they're supposed to be.
Well, they... You know, Iowa's where the women vote along with everybody else the first time in the nation. It's the first vote.
Yes.
The primary before the primaries. Yeah.
I believe that it was an anti-female vote by a bunch of Iowans. 125,000 more people voted.
Well, now listen, just before I started really thinking, well, maybe I do like Hillary simply because she's a woman, my primary view of Hillary was, oh, God, why does it have to be Hillary that is the first woman's first female president, because I don't like her personality.
Here's a statistic.
And I think a lot of other people don't like her personality.
Let me give you this statistic. 92% of Iowa is white.
Yeah.
92%
of Iowa. Obama.
Yeah, they voted against Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so what does them being white have to do with it?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, these are people who are saying there's no black person that's going to get in to the White House.
But they just really gave a resounding
support
of a black person.
It was an anti-female vote. I can guarantee it.
Wow.
I think you're going to see in New Hampshire, where people are much more educated and they don't talk like farmers, that in New Hampshire, she's going to win.
Well, possibly.
Probably.
No, I don't know. I mean, it is closer to her state of New York.
I mean, in New Hampshire, I think she's going to win. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's in 5 days.
I think it will be interesting anyway, and I think you have some great fans down there in listening, so I go down there and give another one a chance. It was very nice talking with you two.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
You're two great people.
Thank you.
We try hard. Take care. Happy New Year.
We have fun, even though we bicker a lot. You know, I guess I have an open mind about all these candidates, because none of them have been president yet.
No, I don't vote, but I'm here to defeat Obama as much as I possibly can.
Why are you here to defeat Obama?
Because...
What do you care?
Because...
Why do you dislike Obama so much? Don't get a chip on your shoulder about Obama.
I don't think he has the presence. I don't think he has... He's a very intelligent man.
Yeah.
You know?
So what does he mean? What do you mean by presence?
I haven't heard anything from him.
Well, so?
Well, I want to hear something.
You know, let's
president.
Just say this.
Are you for health care?
Everything that Bush said before he became president, he went against.
Neither one of them are Bush. I mean, I don't think that Obama is Bush. I think he's too young. I don't think he has experience. And I don't think he can be elected. And I think that we're going to have a scenario like McGovern, where the Democrats are going to be soundly defeated, you know, because we have these brilliant ideas of the future and uniting and all of that stuff.
Well, what about the Republicans? I mean, what do they have? They have this Huckabee here. Let's see. Huckabee. I haven't even heard Huckabee, so I'm interested in this.
Well, you know, Huckabee is pandering to the lowest level. I mean, if you read about him, he's really...
It's interesting that he beat Mitt Romney, who is much more famous than Huckabee.
But what's wrong with Mitt? You know what's wrong with
Mitt.
He's
a Mormon.
He's a Mormon, right.
Yeah.
Right. Those guys that have five wives.
Okay, so now, are we on with this? Can we hear this?
Oh, you want to hear?
Yeah, let me hear.
All over the world now depend on the T-Pass 3 communicator.
And what is this?
Is the only
this is a commercial.
Trusts.
I have to hear a commercial.
So whether it's music to your ears or the signal that could save you. It just has to work. Duracell. Trust it everywhere.
Batteries.
Who is this now that's going to talk?
It's Huckabee, I think. Or somebody's going to talk about Huckabee. Iowa caucus.
Let me start with Howard. Your thoughts about Huckabee winning this thing?
It's big. It can't be overstated that a guy who was basically unknown a few months ago came and won this race in convincing fashion and really obliterated Mitt Romney, who had spent a year worth of time and maybe $10 million in that state thinking he had it locked up. He ended up being blown away. I think it opens the race wide up for the whole Republican nomination. I don't think Huckabee is likely to win New Hampshire, but South Carolina is going to be a battle between the Huckabee and the non-Huckabee. Who thought that at this point in the race, we would be saying, okay, we've got the Huckabee, who's the non-Huckabee? That's where it is right now, because he's got the evangelical base. Chuck Todd is absolutely right. It's not the entire Republican Party. It's not even a majority of the Republican Party. But in the primaries, if it's 40%, Huckabee's going to now, I think, get virtually all of it, which is going to make him a player all the way through. The Republican Party has been built on evangelicals. Now they not only have an evangelical, they have a Southern Baptist preacher as one of the front runners in the campaign. Mm. It's remarkable.
Let me just see if this is a video of him. I think this is Huckabee. I think that was just somebody talking about Huckabee. Howard Fine. Here he is. Here he is.
You know, I wasn't sure that I would ever be able to love a state as much as I love my home state of Arkansas. But tonight, I love Iowa a whole lot.
Aw, shucks.
Oh, yeah, he's like a total...
My family and I have had the marvelous joy and privilege of getting to know many of you. And it's been an incredible honor.
He's a good talker, by the way.
I was thinking last night, it's that
frightening.
Some of the friendships that we've forged here in the last several months are friendships that will last a lifetime. And we didn't know how this was going to turn out tonight. But I knew one thing. I would be forever grateful to the people that I met, the ones who voted for me, even the ones who didn't, who still treated me with respect and who gave me their attention, who allowed me to come often, not just into their communities, but into their
homes.
Well,
see, he doesn't say anything either.
Not once, but
nothing.
Time and time
He's
again.
He's just thanking people.
He's bonding.
And a few of them
bonding.
Are
He's a good bonder.
Me tonight, and that's really remarkable.
He is a good bonder.
Yeah, he talks, Obama talks about we. And, you know, that kind of,
I appreciate
this guy's talking to people.
Right.
She was a wonderful first lady of Arkansas.
Except how can we put another Arkansan in the White House?
And I think she'll be
From
a
Hope.
Wonderful first lady
From
for the
Hope.
United States
awesome.
Of America.
All these guys say the same stuff.
We also want to say thanks. Our three children are with us tonight. I would like them to come and just be a part of this tonight. They have all been so much involved. Our oldest son, John Mark, our son, David, his wife, Lauren, our daughter Sarah, who's literally lived in Iowa for the past 2.5 months. And I told her if she stayed much longer, she'll have to get her an Iowa driver's license and probably start paying even more taxes up here. But and I say thanks to all of them for joining
us. Very
folksy. In this effort, because a family goes through it, not just the candidate. But tonight it's a celebration for everybody on our team, so many of you who have traveled from all across America to be here.
All right, all right.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay, well, I just wanted to hear his tone, and now I am truly afraid.
Much better speaker.
Much better speaker than Hillary or Obama or any of them. He is better. It's true. This is why he's suddenly leapt out.
He's also very goofy. You ever seen him up close?
You know, people like a goofy president.
He looks like
That's not so bad.
Looks like Bob.
No, the problem is, of course, the problem is where he stands on everything. That's what's bad for America's future. But the goofiness, I think a lot of Americans just like goofiness. I think goofiness is endearing. You know, you don't want a president that's too perfect. You want him to be a little goofy. And this guy is a little goofy in
his presentation. I don't know. I grew up in times
but
when...
But he is a very good speaker. He didn't stumble at all. He didn't seem fake.
Not at all.
He didn't seem fake.
Nope. And he was very calm.
Yeah, he's very calm. He's just basically there. He seems very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. We got problems.
Yeah, well...
The Dems have problems.
I don't think we have a problem. I think that...
Well, Hillary, come on. Hillary's gonna seems so wooden next to this guy.
Yeah, but they're going to come out of this. I have
you
no
know, it's all about television... what is it? Telegenic...
Telegentsia.
Telegentsia. The telegentsia. And Obama has it in a certain way, but... Not
See,
really.
I
know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know why you don't like him. And let me just ask you this. If this guy Huckabee had progressive views...
I'd vote for him.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
If this guy Huckabee was a progressive guy...
Yeah.
He's very engaging.
Right.
You know? So that makes him very dangerous. Because he's not a progressive guy.
See, one of
you
the...
You talk about women being in the kitchen. This is what this guy wants.
I think one of the problems that Obama was talking about is all very nice. It all comes from the 60s, Robert Kennedy, about uniting people. The reality is that most Americans don't want to be united. People from the red states don't want anything to do with these morals that they have up north.
It does seem disingenuous, what he was saying.
That's disingenuous, yes.
Disingenuous, yeah. It just does seem... Like, what are you talking about?
You know, I can work for all the people.
Especially
since... I can
since,
represent
all
the people.
Let's just say this. Especially since we were burned so bad by Bush, who kept saying over and over, I'm a uniter, not a divider. I'm all about we. I'm,
right.
You know, and then what does he do? So
I mean, is Obama
people
gonna,
don't trust that kind of talk.
Is Obama going to send us to concentration camps and be forced to live together? Or like Saddam, move people around?
Well,
so
now,
we
now you
united.
Sound like a real Republican.
I'm not a Republican at all. I'm
no, of course he's not going to do anything like that.
Right, but it just didn't ring. It didn't ring anything.
No, it's because he's not that folksy. I mean, he's a little. He's a little canned. He's better than Hillary at giving a speech. Hillary gives terrible speeches. I'm sorry, but he still sounds like he's pretending to be a preacher. He sounds like he's a well, you know, he doesn't sound like he's really talking from the heart. And this guy, Huckabee, does. He sounds like he's talking from the heart.
It almost sounded
like... Clinton used to sound. Bill Clinton sounded like he was talking from the heart. He had that feeling that, I'm talking right to you. I feel your pain. I'm talking to you.
If you were to change a few words in that speech, it would be... I have a dream.
You mean Martin Luther King's speech? Well, you know, nothing wrong with that.
No, but I think we're beyond that, you know. And it just didn't sound, you know, I mean, I didn't like it. That's all right. You know, and I don't think the guy can be elected. You know, he certainly is not going to win the southern states, you know. And
well, he won in Iowa. That's almost
Iowa,
a southern state.
Iowa is not a southern state, and I think that was a backlash against women, and that's what I want to make everybody aware of, especially women.
Well, I think it was a backlash against women. I agree with that. My fear is that if Hillary wins the nomination, there will be an even bigger backlash against women in the general election.
I don't think so.
And not just women, because Hillary is not the most engaging woman. I mean, she does have the best credentials of women, you know, having been the first lady with
Bill.
And
she's got her husband was the president.
Right, and he'll be
there.
One
of the great presidents of the United States. I mean, if you loved Billy, you should vote for Hillary.
Yeah, but Hillary isn't Bill, right?
No, but you know, these are people that have been together for a long time.
No, I know.
They're
like
not
you
dumb.
And, you know,
right.
Yeah, right. Right. These husband-wife things are teams. In any case, they are, whether they're obvious about it or they're not, unless they're really not getting along.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, it was, I wasn't actually surprised, to say the least. I was not surprised.
Oh, I thought you were surprised. I thought you thought Hillary was going to get it.
You know, I think that Hillary won, actually. I think...
Ah.
All right. Fine, we'll see.
You want to hear what Hillary had to say about that?
Yeah,
night?
Actually, okay. She gave a very good speech.
Wait a second here. Is this Hillary speaking?
Okay, you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web.
If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America. And you can call us on that number toll-free. Anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-749-1330. If you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room, and we will put you into talking after this message from one of the candidates. We're having an election here in the United States. Oh, this is still the batteries. You know, they're doing the commercial for the batteries. That's what I was talking over. And it's about to go into the segment. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So here's Hillary.
Ready Thank you so, so much. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Well, we're going to take this enthusiasm and go right to New Hampshire tonight.
Well, she sounds upbeat.
This is a great night for Democrats. We have seen an unprecedented turnout here in Iowa, and that is good news because today we're sending a clear message that we are going to have change, and that change will be a Democratic president in the White House in 2009. I am so proud to have run with such exceptional candidates. I congratulate Senator Obama and Senator Edwards. I thank Senator Dodd and Senator Biden and Governor Richardson and Congressman Kucinich. Together we have presented the case for change and have made it absolutely clear that America needs a new beginning.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
She's saying the same thing Obama said.
No. She's saying it in a way different way.
I am as ready as I can be after having had this incredible experience here in Iowa, starting out a long time ago and making this journey with so many people who have become my friends and who I am so grateful for their hard work and support. Those from Iowa, those who have come from around the country. And the people who were there exceeding anybody's expectations about what it would mean to have the caucuses this year, I thank you. I thank each and every one of you for coming out and standing up for a Democrat.
All right. Enough from her?
I think that that's very uniting.
Well,
Obama, by the way, didn't mention any of the other candidates.
Well, let's wait a second here. We didn't listen to the whole speech.
That was a very self-centered speech that he made.
We only listened to a few minutes. He might have thanked them later.
Yeah, it was a side note.
Well, he didn't thank them at the beginning. We do know that. Yeah, but he was the winner.
Anyway, I thought that was very uniting. And I think she's going to go to win in New Hampshire.
I must say, my hat is off to her, because I myself would be crying in a corner right now.
You would have
left. I would have. I would have said, I can't go out there. I'm so upset. I came in third. How could I come in third? So let me just say that Hillary is a good loser, okay?
Okay.
That's important. It's important to be a good
Robert
loser.
Robert McQueen, Kansas City.
Okay, let's just say hi, and then we're going to go goodbye.
Yeah, tell him we're just talking. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Hello, Robert.
Hi.
We're doing great.
Oh, this is not Robert.
That's good.
Hi, Robert.
Wait, we were just talking to him.
No, it wasn't Robert.
That was Robert.
No, it wasn't Robert. Robert?
Okay, I thought that was Robert that we were talking to.
Robert?
Is it?
Line 3.
Hello?
Robert?
Yeah.
Is this Robert?
She was watching the movie.
This is not Robert.
And she told me that she wants to do it again on the 18th.
Okay, so this is Robert, because Robert is always a non sequitur. That's how he talks. Robert talks.
Okay,
like,
but let's. I want to get back to the politics tonight.
Okay, Robert, we are. We just wanted to say hi, but we're talking about the primaries tonight, the Iowa caucus.
Well, I would hope I could hear you, but I won't be able to listen to it because I don't have no radio.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you got to get a computer to listen to this anyway.
You got to get a computer to listen.
You listen on DrSusanBlock.com. Okay.
I don't have a computer.
Well, what can I say?
All right. Well, anyway, so. Tonight we're talking about the elections, so we'll talk to you a little later, okay?
When can I get a hold of you again? Tomorrow?
Call us tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Before I go to go, Doctor, I just want to ask you one quick question, and you can go back to the podcast. My question
is... Does he run the show or what? Wait a second. I think, with all due respect, my darling... Robert, you're going to have to ask me the question tomorrow night, okay?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay, sweetheart.
And we'll talk to you, okay?
You take care.
Right, bye.
It's very funny the way he did that.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'm just going to let you go after I ask you a question, and then I will let you go.
Thank
Who
you.
Who has the power? Well, actually, you do. I don't. I don't have any power. I'm just here on the microphone. Anyway, we're getting ready for Eros Day 2, and we're celebrating the end of the Bush era. This will be the last Eros Day under Bush. And most of the Eros Days have been with Bush, because we only started Eros Day in 2000. Clinton was still president then, but then Bush swept in 2001 and has just been, you know, taking poops in all our lives, wreaking debt and death and destruction all over the place for the past 8 years. So now this will be the first Eros Day in 8 years without Bush, or when knowing that Bush is going to be out. The last Eros Day. Next Eros Day will be without Bush. So we're excited about that. But the question is, who is going to be next in the White House? And it is a difficult question to answer at the moment, because none of the candidates seem to be leaping out above the rest. If you have any opinions about the Iowa caucus that we've just experienced today in the United States, if you're listening to us live, it was caucus day today in Iowa, and Obama came out way ahead in the Democratic primaries. Trailing behind was Jonathan Edwards, and behind him was Hillary. And I was just saying that, you know, before we heard from Robert, that Hillary is a good loser. I mean, she had a good, strong
attitude. I cannot fault it at all.
No.
You know, and I think it was very uniting by saying that whoever it is, it's got to be a Democrat.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's ready to help Obama, I think. I think she is, if he's the one that wins. I mean, or Jonathan Edwards. I guess she is. She's definitely a Democrat. She's a team player.
Hmm.
So. Then we have, on the other side, Huckabee. Defeated Milt the Mormon Romney.
And you know all the Republicans hate him.
Romney?
No, Huckabee.
Huckabee. They hate Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
Who hates him?
All the senators and all the Republican establishment considers him...
An upstart.
No, a farm boy. No,
well, now, what kind of... What
no
is
class.
He? Is he a senator right now, or is he...
He's nothing right now.
What do you mean he's nothing?
He was governor.
He was governor.
Of Arkansas.
Man. Wow. And so he's not governor now. He's nothing right now.
Nothing
right
now.
He's a businessman or something?
Yeah, and he accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts, including gift coupons to Wendy's.
Is that right?
Yeah.
From gift coupons to Wendy's?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to...
He took a lot of gifts from people. He wasn't supposed to.
Oh, as governor?
Yes.
Oh, which they said Clinton did, but, you know.
Oh, no, no, this guy.
This guy really cleaned up.
Cleaned up.
Was he governor after Clinton, I guess?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He cleaned up.
He cleaned up. So he couldn't be a real wealthy guy if he's taking stuff like that.
No, he's pretty wealthy.
He is pretty wealthy. Yeah. He's got a lot of Wendy's coupons.
He, after he left the mansion, he bought himself a new mansion.
Oh.
And then everybody donated to his new mansion.
Okay. Well, he does seem a little scary, I must admit. And
good speaker.
Good speaker. Very, personable. Charismatic, I would say. It's funny because my brother was talking about it. He was saying, well, he is kind of charming. I said, charismatic? He said, no, I wouldn't call him charismatic.
No, charming.
Kind of charming.
Yeah, and he plays the guitar, and he's got Bruce Lee following him around, or the other guy, Chuck Norris.
Oh, Chuck Norris is following him around. Yeah, I saw Chuck Norris behind him.
Everybody's wondering, why is Chuck Norris following him around like a dog?
Because
that's his Hollywood connection.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a famous person.
And he's got Chuck Norris.
He's got Chuck Norris there, yeah. Yeah, they stuck him right in the camera.
Yeah, you
can definitely see his mug. And at first I thought, yeah, that guy looks kind of familiar. Yeah, there he is. He's the kind of karate guy.
Right, he is the karate guy.
Uh-huh, all right.
He's so 60s, it's unbelievable.
Well, I guess... Because Huckabee probably doesn't really appeal to the people of the 60s too much.
I don't know.
Huckabee appeals to the evangelicals.
The dumb people.
The religious people.
Yeah, the dumb people.
Well, religious people don't tend to be intellectuals.
They don't have high level of intellectuality. I mean, they still think that the Virgin had a child.
Yes.
So that's not good news.
Yes. Well, right. And that's why Huckabee is very scary, because he could be worse than Bush.
You know, I don't think that.
I don't think so either, but it is possible.
I think he's a player. He likes to take gifts and, he's kind of down homeboy. You want to buy me floor?
Well, he certainly doesn't have a major crime family like the Bush crime family that he's part of.
In fact, he's got very little.
I mean, yeah, but Bush, that's true. Bush's main position in life is as a soldier for his family.
That's correct.
That's what he is. A warrior for his family. And Huckabee
doesn't have that.
Huckabee gives his family Wendy's coupons, so... Bush has given his family major contracts.
Hey, listen, Carter was a very religious man.
Yeah, but Carter was a Democrat. He was progressive.
Still,
somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah.
At least he lusted in his heart.
He did. Well, he was in the 70s. He felt he had to, I guess, be a little hip.
Yeah.
And his sister, was it his sister or his wife? Who was it that was ministering to Larry Flint?
One of them, I forget.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, if you want to join the conversation, you can give us a call. If you're in Skype, you can put yourself into the waiting room, and we'll put you into the talking area if you want to talk to us. If you're in listening on drsusanblock.com, our number is 1-866-289-7068. If you're in North America, that's our toll-free number. Anywhere else in the world, you can call us at 213-749-1330. And we're talking about the elections that just took place here in the United States. Iowa, the first kickoff primary before the primaries. And, of course, I think that any result would leave people kind of talking because...
Well, a lot of candidates didn't even go there.
Right.
You know, because it's not a major state to win.
It's not even a primary.
Right.
It's just considered like... It's big claim to fame is it's the first place that there's some kind of count.
Right.
So it is significant in a way.
Sort of.
Kerry won in Iowa, and he went on to get the Democratic primary, right? Didn't he win in Iowa? Kerry.
Yeah, I believe he did.
4 years ago.
Yeah, but look what happened.
I know. Yeah, well, he didn't win the election,
right.
But, you know, winning in Iowa does tend to predict something. I don't think Clinton won in Iowa, did he? Or did
no,
he?
I don't think he did.
No, Clinton did win in
did
Iowa,
he win?
And he lost in New Hampshire because
New Hampshire.
That was when the story about his affairs came out, was in New Hampshire.
Mm.
So he lost in New Hampshire, but he did win in Iowa. Clinton had an appeal in Iowa. You know, Arkansas is right next door to Iowa, right? Isn't they, aren't they kind of close by?
Pretty close.
Yeah. So.
So, I think... what do I think? Doesn't matter what I think. I don't vote anyway, so.
Okay, so you want to stop talking about the election?
No.
Because, you know, we could change the subject.
Okay, we could. Anybody want to talk to us about anything else? You can talk to us about anything you want, including the elections, which we're very interested in.
Right. Well, we're pretty interested in that. Doesn't seem like too many people are out there interested in it. Paul was interested, but nobody else.
Well, because they're probably like me, the majority of the people.
Don't vote.
Don't vote. The majority of Americans don't vote. The majority of registered voters don't vote.
Now, do you want to hear any... I think it might be fun to listen to some of these other candidates.
Sure.
Talking about... what they let's see, I'll give you a choice. Okay, we got Romney, McCain, Giuliani, Edwards. Who do you want to hear?
Let's hear Giuliani.
Giuliani looks...
he's Italian. I gotta relate to him, you know?
Yeah, right. I can't...
Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, two-term mayor of New York. He's campaigning tonight in Florida. There he is, Rudy Giuliani. It's great to have you on the show tonight. What do you make of Huckabee? Could you support a candidate for president who believes that we should have guns to protect ourselves against our own government, that we need that Second Amendment to preserve the inalienable rights also listed in the Bill of Rights?
First of all, I'm going to congratulate Mike. I think he ran a great race in Iowa. I've been in numerous debates with him. He's very positive. He's very strong, and he really is to be congratulated on his victory tonight. And I think we have a number of good Republican candidates, and it's going to be a very mixed.
Giuliani came in fifth.
We're in good shape. We're ahead in maybe
Giuliani
16,
can't
18
win.
Of the 29 states that are coming up. This was the first one. It's one that, quite honestly, we didn't expect that we would win, and we didn't put a lot of resources into it. Now we'll move on to the others, 28 more that are coming up.
Right.
Do you think there's a probability that your party might have a hard time picking a candidate until Florida? In other words, Huckabee wins as we're projecting here in Iowa. Perhaps John McCain wins in New Hampshire or Romney. Romney could win in Michigan. I'm sure you've thought about this scenario much more than we have. South Carolina, Huckabee. So you have a mixed bag of different winners in different states, leaving the door open and perhaps the field flat for the former mayor of New York to come in triumphantly, blow the bugle, and start winning primaries.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the strategy that we have in mind, but I am in Florida today, and that's where I'm talking to you from. I'll be back in New Hampshire tomorrow afternoon. And we've had a proportionate strategy. I mean, there are 29 primaries and caucuses between now and the 5th of February, and you've got to win most of them. That's the point. If you win an early one, but then you lose a late one that's very big, it's not going
to He didn't even go to Iowa.
No. A lot of people didn't.
No, he didn't go. And it's possible that Hillary didn't put that much effort into it. I don't know. I thought she did.
No, okay. She put a lot of money into it.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to hear Romney. I think he was expecting to beat Huckabee.
I don't think so. But let's hear him.
Okay. So it takes a little time for it to load up. Well, it... and then it's going to give us a commercial, I think.
Oh, the worst cold.
Yeah, take some NyQuil.
It'll relieve your symptoms to help you sleep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sleep like a baby.
Okay, we should have people, instead of taking NyQuil for their like cold, they should get the Ionic.
I don't want any NyQuil, honey. Honey, get rid of that rooster.
Like you did before the rooster went by.
No, just get rid of that rooster, honey.
I'll take that. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold, medicine. For daytime symptoms, try DayQuil.
Try an Ionic candle holder.
Yeah. All right, so...
I was going across Iowa over this last year with Ann and the boys here and my daughters-in-law and my grandkids. We heard something time and time again. People feel that Washington is broken, that Washington just can't get the job done. It's not just the White House they're talking about. It is Washington. They look at what's happening there and they say, how come Washington can't deal with illegal immigration? How come Washington can't build better jobs for us? How come Washington can't help us become energy independent? How come Washington can't get health insurance for all of our citizens without making it Hillary care or socialized medicine? Washington is broken, and we're going to change that. And Iowa said that tonight. Iowa said that tonight. On the Democratic side, a new face, Barack Obama. On our side, the top two contenders here, the top two finishers, both people from outside Washington. You're going to see change in Washington because America recognizes that we're not going to change the nation and have a bright future if we just send the same old people back to Washington in just different chairs. That's not going to work. We need new faces in Washington, and I intend to be one of them.
All right.
Now, he was also talking about moving the capital to Salt Lake City.
Ah.
Where they do get things done.
There you go. That'll unbreak Washington. All that salt. Good for the sinuses.
He is certainly not a great speaker.
Not really. He does it, yeah, I mean, he's...
And then he's dragging all these people around with him. The aunts, the uncles.
Yeah, they all do that.
Yeah,
they all drag this whole big family. Right. Of course, I do have a little respect for Hillary for only having the one kid.
Yeah, please.
You know, she didn't have like 12. Mm. So, I mean, but she's got a lot of people she drags around. All right, so there they are.
Ron Paul, any words
Ron
from Ron Paul?
Let's see about Ron Paul, right. You know, he came in after Giuliani.
Sixth
after Giuliani, yeah. At least he came in.
Did he make a speech?
I'm looking. Kucinich might be supporting... Okay, we have Hillary discussing Iowa. Let's just hear this, what her spin is. She's on some show.
And now to Today on the Trail and a behind-the-scenes look at a day in the life of Senator Hillary Clinton. The one-time favorite is locked in a race that is too close to call in Iowa. And I caught up with Senator Clinton as she campaigned there, and I asked her what makes the caucuses such a challenge.
It is not like a primary. It's not a private polling booth where nobody knows who you're voting for. You can say whatever you want. You literally have to go stand in a corner and say, I'm for X or I'm for Y.
Clinton says caucusing is especially daunting for a group she is counting on to back her in force.
But you have never caucused before, you said.
Women.
And they would rather just keep their vote to themselves.
For more than a year, her campaign has carried an air of inevitability, but that is no longer the case.
There was a time in the early fall where if you said the word Hillary and Iowa in the same sentence, you also said the word front runner. It was that those three words always. As we've gotten closer, you've met a lot of voters here, many of them a multitude of times, and yet the numbers have started to dwindle. Senator, why do you think that has happened? What do you think is going on?
I never take any of this up and down particularly seriously because I've just been in too many elections. I've watched it over too many years.
Throughout the day, she laid out her political resume.
We got the rules changed. And that's what I've done all my life for 35 years. When I was privileged to go to the White House with Bill.
But is being First Lady the kind of experience voters are looking for?
I think my experiences over those 8 years, both in the rough and tumble of the political process here at home and in the diplomatic endeavors around the world, give me a unique set of experiences that I'm going to take with me to the White House. Fair enough. And yet the New York Times ran an article, I'm sure you saw this, critical of your experience during those 8 years and questioning it. And they write that during those two terms in the White House, Mrs. Clinton did not hold a security clearance. She did not attend National Security Council meetings. She was not given a copy of the president's daily intelligence briefing. She did not assert herself on the crises in Somalia, Haiti, and Rwanda. They say you were really a sounding board and not somebody really deeply involved in policy.
Well, I think that is a misreading of what went on in those years. I don't think it would have been appropriate to attend a formal National Security Council meeting. I've said that when I'm president, my husband won't do that. I was intimately involved in preparing for a lot of the trips that I took. I was the first high-profile American to go into Bosnia after the Dayton Peace Accords. Nearly everywhere I went, I was briefed both by the CIA, by the Department of Defense, by State Department, by National Security Council members. You know, the idea that you aren't involved because you don't attend a meeting and knowing, as I do, that there weren't too many of those formal meetings really doesn't understand the way decisions were made.
But and when you mentioned something like Bosnia, that people have responded, yeah, but she went to Bosnia, for example, with Sinbad, with a performer. That wasn't really establishing any kind of foreign policy.
Oh, you know, again, I put my experience up against anybody. I believe that we want change and experience. It's a false choice to say you get one or the other.
And that is the heart of Clinton's message, that her promise of change is backed up by a proven track record of results.
I'm saying that...
Okay, oh, let me let her finish.
I am a proven and tested leader.
In one day...
Okay. Okay, well, yeah.
She talks pretty good.
You know, she's not charming, but she talks good.
She's pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
and,
she's straightforward. Always been straightforward.
I'd like for her to talk like that to some of the people that we're dealing with internationally.
And, of course, you know, people are saying she doesn't have that much experience, but Obama has less. And all these other people have less.
Way less.
All these people have less. I mean, they think because Giuliani was, why do they think people don't talk about him not having experience?
Well, his claim to fame is the Twin Towers.
What? Did he happen to be mayor when...
Yes, and how he handled it all.
I don't know that they were handled that well.
Well, but people think that, you
People
know.
Think just because he what did he do, really?
Giuliani...
He presented a figure that people could rally around.
Giuliani will never...
And he did it sooner than Bush. That was it. That was what everybody liked him for. Because he stood up and he said, "Rah!" Whatever he said.
Well, of course, buildings were downtown from him, you know. So.
Right. You know, so... But, I mean, I suppose he could have gone underground.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. Yeah. He had some level of... civic courage, I guess. But I mean, God, you'd have to be ready to, Bush to be flying around and talking to second graders when this stuff is happening. I mean, only Bush would do that. Any other politician would be out there.
Well, Giuliani is never going to be president. This was a talk about defeats. This was
you know
big
what
defeat
is
for him.
Well, you know, he says he didn't put anything into it.
Because he knew he couldn't win.
He knew he couldn't win. So how's he ever going to win in the whole... Whoa, wait, what is going on here? Oh, hold on.
What are you doing? What's going
on? Something was falling down. This magazine rack was falling on my foot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, in a way, all of these people seem unelectable. But one of them will probably be the next president.
Hillary Clinton.
You think Hillary
will
be
that,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I might be wrong. It doesn't matter because I didn't vote. So, you know, but I think that Hillary will be the next president of the United States.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
And I don't like her all that much. But I sure would like to see a woman in the White House.
She's,
I ain't no Iowan.
She's really got her look down. She practically doesn't look like a woman anymore. But she's still a woman. I mean, she doesn't look too mannish. I mean, she looks very presidential.
Very presidential, and she speaks very well.
Yeah, she doesn't have that folksy quality that her husband has.
No, because, you know, where's she from? Where was she educated?
She's from Illinois, I think.
Yeah, but right, so she's not a Southerner.
And she's a Methodist, not a Baptist.
Right.
Right. So, but she seems level-headed.
Well, the big thing is that no matter what happens, nothing's going to change, and that's the problem.
Well, that is the problem.
Yeah, until we, of course, bring socialism to this country and bring capitalism under control, and...
Well, Hillary's not going to do that.
No, of course not, and neither is Obama.
Even though a lot of Republicans call her a socialist.
Oh.
She gets that a lot.
She gets that a lot, yeah, because she wants to take care of kids. And
to the point that Mitt Romney was using it as a kind of a joke.
Right.
The Hillary joke, like, how can we get health care for our families around the country without Hillaryizing?
A socializing. That's the big thing. You know, this is like, you know, we're the last non-socialist country in the world, industrialized world. The last one, you know, and it's all because we don't want to give health care to some kids, and we don't want to give health care to the old, we don't want to give health care to anyone, you know. I mean, how ridiculous is that, you know?
Well, our governor is going to give health care to everyone in California.
Hey, I've gotten to like him, actually. He's become a pretty nice man. Although he's $14 billion in debt.
So, okay. Anyway, we've got, what, about 10 minutes left?
We're actually over an hour.
We're over an hour.
So if anybody has anything to say, now is the time, or forever hold your peace.
Oh, right, because we went in and out of the Skype cast. Yeah. I got it. Okay, so... if you would like to join the caucus, put yourself into waiting, and we'll put you into talking. Or give us a call, 1-866-289-7068. I think they want to hear Aerostay. I think that's what they want. So.
Let me make one last comment. I think that the vote in Iowa was a major defeat for women.
A major defeat for women.
Yeah. And equality.
Well, I mean, just because one female candidate lost?
Absolutely.
Well, so now you're trying to guilt all the women of the country into supporting Hillary.
No. I'm just saying that it was a major defeat for women and women's rights.
Well, you think Obama is against women's rights? Sometimes a man...
No, I don't think Obama is against it. I think that a lot of white folks voted for a guy they don't give a shit about just so they could defeat a woman.
Well, they felt perhaps that Hillary was the more dangerous candidate. So they... I think what you're saying is that there's a lot of conservative people in Iowa. They didn't like either Hillary or Obama.
But they
felt that Hillary is more dangerous, so they had
not
to...
Not more dangerous.
Because she's more electable?
No, because she's a female.
Well, but those kind of people are prejudiced in general.
In Iowa, I think that's an anti-feminist vote. 250,000
people... But why don't you take it as a pro-black vote that they voted for Obama?
Because there's 92% of the people are white in Iowa, okay?
Yeah. So right. They voted for a black man.
No. They voted against Hillary.
Well, why didn't they vote for Jonathan Edwards?
Why didn't they vote for Jonathan? Because it didn't matter to them who they voted for.
I don't know.
They didn't want to seem racist.
I think they wanted to vote for Obama.
They didn't want to seem... No, they didn't want to seem
there
racist.
There were several other candidates
they
could have
did
voted
not
for.
Want to seem racist.
Nah.
That's one of the things they're talking about.
They must
about.
Have liked him.
No, that's one of the things they're already talking about. It's coming out. That's one of the things that one particular guy really said, and everybody was very nervous about it, and he basically was a racist remark, and he made it to a white guy.
Hmm.
You know? I think that vote there was a anti-female, anti-woman vote. They certainly didn't want to look like racists, so they had a choice to vote between, what's his name, John, and the black man. They said, well, we're not racists up here, but you know what really gets my craw? We'll get you Carl. That O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
But I don't understand. What does that have to do with Hillary?
That has nothing to do with Hillary. This is a guy that was talking to one of the white...
Uh-huh. And did this guy vote for Obama?
It doesn't say who he voted for.
Well, what does he represent?
He represents an Iowan. And what he said was, what really gets my craw. And I think it was John, everybody was very nervous. And was saying, what are you talking about, really? You know?
After he said O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was he talking about, really?
What he was talking about was that this black man got off, and it was payback. That's what he said.
What was payback?
That he got off.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that we said, we tortured them and used them as slaves, and that's what he said.
Uh-huh. And what does that have to do with the presidential election?
I just told you. I think this was... They didn't care in Iowa, okay?
Yeah.
They could vote for a white person or a black person. They didn't want to be called racist. The population there is 92% white. 92% white.
Yeah, I don't know why that doesn't make sense as to why they would vote for a black man just to prove they're not racist.
Well, because if they had voted for a white man, then that would have made them racist. But with the real...
They've been voting for white men for years.
No, the real... No, this was an anti... This was an... Listen, she almost would have won. She almost would have won, but there was a huge turnout, and it was an anti-feminist turnout. It wasn't an Obama turnout. It was not an Obama turnout.
Hmm.
It was to make sure...
You sound awfully sure of yourself about this.
Well, you asked me to read. I started to read, and it's all there. The whole thread's there. Where did these 125,000 people come from? It was an anti-Hillary Clinton vote. And they had two choices. Vote for the white man, vote for the black man. And since it's not really a primary, they all said, hey, well, I'm voting for Obama. How about that?
It's a little strange. I think a lot of people like Obama. Our friend Paul.
No, they are talking about that, actually.
A lot of people like Obama.
The writers are writing about that, the racism.
The racism?
Yes, yes.
That these racists voted for Obama?
Don't you get it, Susan?
No. You're saying racists purposely voted for Obama.
I'm saying that 92% of people in Iowa are white,
mm-hmm.
Okay? They're anti-black.
Well, I don't know if they're all anti-black.
Not all.
Voted for Obama.
Well, that's an easy vote.
Is it?
Yes, of course. You don't want to say that you're anti-woman now, do you?
Anti-woman? Well, you just... I thought you said these people are all anti-woman.
Well, but you're not going to say that.
Well, you're not going to say any of that. But
no.
Your explanation of this is a little stretched.
No, it's not stretched. It's very simple. It's a really very simple process. Okay, there have been articles, which I've read, and even tonight I read an article about this underlying racism. Okay?
Yeah.
And they went to the polls and they said, we're not racist. Look, we're voting for Obama.
Okay, well, if at that rate, we'll have, that could elect him. People who are racist saying they're not racist and then voting for him.
Iowa is not going to elect him.
Iowa is not going to elect him. Iowa just basically did. They just voted for him. He won in Iowa.
So what did he get? 3 electoral votes?
He doesn't get any electoral votes.
Nothing.
It's not a primary.
Right.
But they voted
nothing.
For him. Well, okay. But it's symbolic. It makes people talk. Hey, people consider that Hillary lost in...
Except for that one man that let it out.
Well, I didn't hear the word.
All the newsmen are talking about.
He doesn't make any sense to me. Sounds like a crackpot.
He's not a crackpot at
talking
all.
Talking about O.J.
Yes.
He's a crackpot.
Those Iowans are angry. This man got off.
That O.J. got off. Okay, well, fine. So that
now, if Obama becomes president, is that going to justify what happened?
Justify what? O.J. getting off?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how this guy's thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously this guy did not vote for Obama.
No, this guy was at John, what's it called?
However, a lot of people in Iowa did vote for Obama, obviously.
I understand
why. And they vote
why.
Out in public. They don't even, it's not even a private vote.
I understand why.
Okay.
I'm for Obama. That's right. I ain't no racist. I'm for Obama.
Well, at that rate, you know.
You're in the corner.
Right.
Everybody can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You got a black...
Well, how come they didn't do that for Hillary then? How come they didn't say, I'm for women, I'll vote for Hillary?
Because they hate women.
Well, they don't. Obviously, they don't hate African Americans then, because they voted for him.
Okay.
Well?
To defeat her.
Oh. Okay.
They don't want them women out of control.
Okay. Well, she'll probably do better in New Hampshire.
She'll probably win New Hampshire.
She'll probably, yeah, probably.
There's a lot of women.
Unless Obama takes this momentum and takes it
No.
Maybe New Hampshire will be affected by this.
You
people
know,
like a winner.
You know what's in New Hampshire, right?
All these a lot of New Yorkers.
A lot of New Yorkers, New Agers. A lot of.
Well, they like Obama. Believe they do. They do like Obama,
okay,
a lot
we'll
of those
see.
People.
We'll see.
So it could go either way. I mean, they certainly like Hillary more than Iowans. So, all right. Anyway, we're about done here on Radio Suzy 1, and we're all sounding like we're in Iowa, but we are broadcasting live from the soul of downtown L.A., and we are going to see you again tomorrow night. Or talk to you at least. And in the meantime, be good, be happy. try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. And take heart. At least we're getting the Bush crime family out of the White House. Whoever we get in there, that's a great thing. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And from Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. Thank you for having us in your home. Thank you for listening. Hey, what else can I say? Hopefully America will change. It's bankrupt. It's weakened. And, you know, we got guys talking about carrying guns around. You know, will we ever change? Who knows? We're like the big bully on the block. Guns. That's right, guns. I wish America was about something else besides guns. But I guess America is about guns, weapons. Yeah, I guess that's what it's about. So, from our house to your house, thank you so much. Watch for the bully on the block. Be careful. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. In the meantime, I'm going to put on a pre-recorded show that's about love, sex, peace, women, great women, and I think that it's every man's duty as a man to take our sisters by the hand and bring them into the sunlight. So listen up, and I'm going to switch you back. Thank you. You're now listening to a pre-recorded show. Enjoy.